bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Testing.
Hey, are we back? This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm just so excited because we're here in the Napa Auto Parts studio getting ready for the Napa Shoe-In of the Week with Chick McGee.
Yes.
It's always a lot of fun.
That's not the part you're excited about.
What is the part I'm excited about?
The very special grandmother.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. Yeah. Are you ready? Because we can get right to this if you'd like.
Yeah.
We have Chick McGee.
Are you okay?
Prognosticator over there.
Did someone hit him in the head when I didn't notice it?
We have a comedian Josh Arnold is right there, and Christy Lee is right next to me. This is Tom speaking. As you know, the Shoe-In of the Week, Chick McGee picks against the grandmother every week.
Yeah.
And last year was rough for both the grannies and for the Chickster. You'd been above 500 against the spread most of the previous years, but last year extremely rough. But the grannies didn't do all that well either, I'll be honest with you. But this year—
Grammys?
Grannies.
Oh.
This year we thought we would kick things off with a grandmother—
There we go.
—who happens to be the mother of Josh Arnold.
Yes!
Who we've never spoken to before, to my knowledge.
Yeah, no, you haven't.
What's your mom's name?
Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hello.
How are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm a big fan of your son.
Well, that's good. I am too.
Okay. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say that. It would have been really awkward if you'd said I've seen better. He's an excellent comedian.
Now it's almost like you did.
Are you sad that we're taking him away from home?
A little, yeah. But he said that I did a good job, and he was ready to leave the nest. So.
Okay. Now it's my understanding your son is in fact quite the sports fan. It's my understanding that you know nothing about the NFL.
Josh is a sports fan. Okay.
Hockey. They know that I like hockey.
That's about all you like, though, is hockey.
Sports,
oh, really?
Sports-wise. Remember, I played soccer for years.
I love this.
Well, you also broke your nose in soccer, too.
That is true, yeah.
Oh, well. Now, real quick.
Well, you were hitting the ball wrong then.
Real quick, Cindy. We were just talking about something with Ms. Pat. You are, of course, a grandmother.
Of course.
Because one of Josh's brothers is a dad. Is that correct?
Well, no. Two of his brothers are dads.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Now,
no pressure there,
what,
Josh.
We were discussing what name they call grandmothers, because they differ. In many cases, it's Meemaw or Gigi. Grandkids call you Nana or Grandma? Or what's?
I'm Nana.
Nana. That's very sweet. That's very nice.
I like it.
You like Nano. That's very good.
What is your dad called, Josh?
Papa Larry.
No.
What?
RPL. Yeah.
PL?
Papa Larry, and then it got shortened to PL.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Although the two grandchildren call him Poopy Larry.
Well, there you
go. Realize, Cindy, so far you're getting more laughs than your son. I don't know if that's... not sure if that's a good thing or not. They call him Poopy Larry?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. God, I love that. Cindy, a couple things you probably don't know about your son. The fact that he's moving, I was asking him some questions earlier today on the show. Did you know that he only vacuums his apartment once a month?
Well, I find that hard to believe because he's very immaculate.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, for someone who's immaculate, he doesn't clean his apartment.
That's what he said. He said he only vacuumed once a month.
Yeah, I don't vacuum that often, Mom. You're right. I do keep things organized. And
right. You're very organized.
Oh, there we go. No, that's good to know.
To a fault, right?
Now, do you ever listen to this show, Cindy?
I have, yes.
Okay. Because you probably shouldn't, because Josh is very revealing of a lot of things that he does, and I'm not going to embarrass him by bringing any of them up.
Well, Mom, remember that time I had you and Dad return some porn for me?
Yeah.
I talked about that the other
day. I would never have brought that up.
That's our Joshy.
Wow. We're so proud.
Yeah. I just hope he didn't look at the titles. That's...
No, we actually watched them before we returned.
Oh, no.
There we go. There we go.
Well, I deserve that.
There you go, Nana.
Well, that
way
brings up
go.
The old question. Would you rather watch a porn with your mom and dad in it or watch a porn with your mom and dad?
Oh, I'd rather watch it with them.
Yeah, thank you. I tried to stop him from asking
the
question.
Yeah.
By the way, well done and well played. Let's move forward here. Now, Cindy, so it's my understanding, first of all, you live in St. Louis, and the St. Louis Rams are no more.
Right.
Did you ever go to a Rams game?
No, never cared to. Yeah.
Did you ever watch them on television?
Oh, maybe a bit. Here or there, but never the whole game, no.
Okay, all right. That's
even during the Super Bowl year?
Well, during the Super Bowl year, I probably watched them, but I watched mainly for the commercials.
Oh. Like, you know.
You know, my team is the Cowboys.
Oh, God. I did not tell her to say that.
My initial instinct about you was correct, ma'am.
Chick hates the Cowboys,
Chick,
Mom.
He's a Redskins fan.
I did go to a Cardinals game against the Dallas Cowboys, and I rooted for the Cowboys. And I had a little boy sitting in front of me that kept turning around, giving me a dirty look.
It may have been Chick.
That could have been me, yeah.
Well, now, So you haven't done any reading about the NFL this season at all, I'm assuming?
No.
Okay, good. Then you're perfectly qualified then. To,
are you aware of the point spread, ma'am?
No.
You want to explain it to her,
Okay.
Chair?
Well, before the games, they assign points to either team that's...
To even out the betting.
Even out the betting. So instead of just having to pick a winner, to make it interesting and, I guess, more fair for the bookies, they assign points to either team. Depending on which one.
So if one team is vastly superior, they might say this team will start minus 14 points.
The other team gets 14 points at the end of the game.
So the reason this is significant is you're about to hear about the point spread as you choose these teams. Now, right. You can make your picks based on whatever you want. It can be maybe
I'm going to let you pick
uniforms, the letters, the name, whatever.
I'm going to let you pick first so I don't influence you. Or should I go first because
no,
I'm
go
not
first.
Going
That's
to
fine.
Influence
That's fine.
Okay.
What's your how many games are you doing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9 games.
Tonight, Carolina Panthers travel to Denver in a rematch of Super Bowl 50. Broncos and the Panthers tonight. Denver, a home underdog with that new quarterback. Denver getting 3 tonight against Carolina. Who do you like, Carolina or Denver?
Denver.
Okay, I will take the Panthers minus the 3 tonight. I think Carolina wins big this evening. Even in the thin air. Jaguars. Let's see. They are in Green Bay against the Packers. They're hosting the Packers. Jaguars hosting the Packers in Jacksonville. Jaguars home underdog. They're getting 6. Who do you like, Jacksonville or Green Bay?
I never even heard of the Jaguars. I was
Okay.
So who'd you go with, Mom?
I went with the Green Bay Packers.
I will take the Jacksonville Jaguars plus the 6.
Wow.
Cowboys are hosting the New York Giants.
There's no guess. It's the Cowboys.
I will take the Giants minus the 1.
So you guys, am I correct? You guys have disagreed on every one
so far.
Vikings travel to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Tennessee home underdog. They're getting 2. Tennessee or Minnesota?
Titans.
I will take Minnesota minus the 2.
Wow. Wow. Everyone.
New England plus their Arizona. The Patriots are getting points in a football game. They're getting 6 as they travel to the desert to take on Arizona.
And this is without Mr. Brady.
Right. He starts his 4-game suspension. New England or Arizona?
And what's their Arizona's team called?
The Cardinals. They're the old
former
St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, forget that. It's got to be the Patriots then.
Okay. I will take the Patriots plus the 6, although I'm kind of squirmy about
it. This is the first one you agree on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Atlanta hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay getting 3 points in Atlanta.
The Buccaneers against who?
The Falcons.
Oh, the Falcons?
Uh-huh.
I guess the Buccaneers.
Okay, I will take Tampa Bay plus the three. I make that a double shock as well. The Redskins, Monday night, hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Redskins, home underdog, they're getting four.
I'll go with the Steelers.
Okay, I'll take Washington, of course. And then the Rams at San Francisco, the Los Angeles Rams, they're getting three as they travel to San Francisco. Who do you like?
There's not much choice. It's the Rams against the Rams.
No, it's the Rams against the San Francisco 49ers.
I'll go with the 49ers.
Okay, I'll take the Rams plus the three. And then the Raiders hosting, the Raiders in New Orleans against the Saints. New Orleans, Raiders getting a point in that. New Orleans or Oakland Raiders?
I'll go with the Raiders.
Okay, I'll take New Orleans. That's another double shock for me.
So wow.
You picked a lot of games. Wow.
Yeah, and you disagreed on almost all of them.
Yeah.
We did match with one, didn't we?
I think two. Yeah.
One or two, yeah.
Yeah, well, very good.
There you go.
And so, if you're just joining us, by the way, you are experiencing for the first time, perhaps, the Napa Shoo-In of the Week with your sports buddy, Chick McGee, and our grandmother of the week, Cindy, who happens to be the mother of Josh Arnold.
Yes.
And a grandmother in her own right.
Mom, how are you choosing the teams?
The teams?
Yeah, were you just whatever name you liked? Or?
Well, the ones that I knew used to be, you know, I've heard them in the Super Bowl, or I have, you know, they just seem like they're a better team to me.
Based on?
I just like the name.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Makes sense. Good way to pick stocks, too.
Good as sense as any.
Now, Cindy, when Josh here was a little boy, did you call him Joshy or Joshua? What was the...
Hey, you.
Hey, you. Nice.
All right.
That's because...
Sometimes it had to be, hey, you.
Yeah. All my brothers, we all start with J, and so my mom would often get confused.
Sure.
So that was four boys. My goodness.
Normally, I call them Josh.
Yeah. What were the names again?
Josh. Let's see. We started with Jeff, Josh, John, and Joe.
Jeff, Josh, John, and Joe. In that order?
Mm-hmm.
Jumping, Jimmy.
Okay. Now, we heard a story, and I just want you to verify this. It's my understanding that Josh was a member of some kind of record club or CD club or of some sort.
Joshua.
Is this a true story?
Oh, boy.
That you used to intercept the mail and that you would collect all of these CDs he was buying. And he would keep calling the CD company and saying, hey, you're not sending me my albums. And then at Christmas time, you had actually confiscated all of them, bundled them up, and gave them to him for Christmas. Is that true?
Well, I think, like a fisherman, he stretched the story just a wee bit.
I don't know about that.
I only did it once.
Okay, but you did do it. Okay.
I did do it, yes.
Okay, that's classic.
But it came close to Christmas. Like, I don't have enough for Josh, so these came in, and I thought, well, I'll wrap them for him.
Josh, the forgotten child.
Now, Cindy, do you have a dog these days, or a kitty, or anything as a pet?
We have two dogs.
Oh, what are their names?
Bailey and Sadie.
I was thinking they were both going to be starting with a J.
J, yeah.
No.
Mom, did you have a name for me if I were going to be a girl?
No, we never did have a girl's name picked out.
Gotcha. Did you always know what the sex of the of your kids was going to be?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, back then.
Yeah, nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
No. Hmm.
Yeah. Was can I ask a semi-personal question? Was little Joshy breastfed?
No. Okay. His mother said no.
What?
My dad said no?
Dad said no.
He wanted to keep him in pristine condition, did he?
That's too much. That's too much information. On that note, I'm getting a little sick. I'm sorry I brought it up.
You brought it up.
What a mistake. Bad host. Cindy, thanks so much for your time.
Yes.
And listen, we'll let you know how you did on Monday. This is amazing.
Now, what happens if I did well?
You'll receive a sound, hearty
congratulations.
Hello. A hail and hearty hello. That's
from the Bob and Tom Show.
Actually, yes, yeah, Mom.
I did send a text to Tori letting her know I was going to be on the radio, and her response was, don't get Josh fired.
Okay, that's my sister.
Oh, sister-in-law. I wouldn't worry about that after what he said to Christy today. You may be having to consult a funeral director. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Well, it was nice talking to all of you.
Thanks, Mom. Can't wait to meet you in person.
Oh, well, I'll be up there one day.
Okay. I hope so.
Love you.
Your mom is so sweet.
She's very sweet. Yeah. Joshy.
And funny. Wow. It's almost amazing. They say, you know, it's just as hard if you flip a coin to... you know, pick the wrong one every time. You guys disagreed on almost every one of those.
I know.
Wow.
Weird, huh?
Okay, okay, all right. Well,
strange.
That's the Napa shoo-in of the week with your sports buddy, Chick McGee.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.